It's what happens when no one's looking. This is Dave Ross on CBS Radio Network. I was listening to the public defender explaining what was going through James Holmes' mind when he opened fire in that Colorado theater 3 years ago.
The reason is that he has a psychotic delusion that he thinks it will somehow increase his self-worth.
And I found myself thinking, why are we trying to analyze this man's mind? Because that's not the real problem. The real problem is that this was a terror attack that we missed. James Holmes was sending out warning signals right under our noses. He warned at least three people, including his psychiatrist, that he was over the edge, and he made a series of pretty suspicious purchases, buying 6,350 rounds of ammunition online. On May 22nd, he buys a Glock 22 pistol. On May 28th, he buys a Remington 870 shotgun. On June 7th, a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic rifle. On July 2nd, he orders body armor. And finally, on July 6th, he buys another Glock 22. Had he done all this after traveling to an ISIS training camp, he'd have been swarmed by undercover agents. But in this case, no one was watching. And so 2 weeks after buying his last weapon, he opens fire in that theater, shoots 71 people, 12 of whom died.
You will not come up with a reason that makes any sense, because it doesn't.
Okay. But what I do know is that the next delusional person is out there somewhere, slipping through the cracks of the mental health system, legally buying everything he needs and dropping all sorts of dots, which we have no way to connect because no one's looking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.